A short time after the great earthquake, January 18, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. I hate to be harping on this, but look at where we are in the playbook. We will move on with the issues of the American government soon enough, but there's something here everyone needs to take into consideration. I have observed to you that virtually all the prophecies up to and including the end of the world prophecies have been fulfilled. The great abomination, the great harlot, does indeed stand in a place where she should not be, New York Harbor. The great tribulation, the fraudulent extraction of tribute to Rome, has come and is now ending. How about the great earthquake? Turns out that we have lots of hard evidence of an incredible worldwide earthquake happening sometime in the late 18th or early 19th century. Those of you who spent a little time yesterday and checked out the empty city photographs were also exposed to the mud flood, massive evidence of worldwide liquefaction, a phenomenon that occurs during earthquakes. Waterlogged or silty soils disturbed by the vibrations generated by a powerful earthquake make the soil liquefy to a quicksand-like consistency, and then, as the earthquake subsides, the soil hardens up again. We saw that happen here in Alaska during our famous 1964 earthquake. It explains, among other things, the leaning towers found all over the world and the buildings, including our own U.S. Capitol building, that have apparently sunk 6 to 9 feet straight down into the soil, effectively burying all or part of the original first floor of the building. The evidence of this mud flood is overwhelming and fully demonstrated at locations all around the world. So, what caused it? What could possibly cause a worldwide phenomenon of liquefaction? Only the biggest earthquake anyone ever heard of. Just what the disciples were told to look for as a sign of the end times. Why weren't we told about this? Who knows? Have the rats been seeking to hide themselves in the hills and caves? Given all the tunnel works discovered in the past 10 years underlying major cities and remote continuation of government locations as well? Has Satan, the father of all lies, been turned loose for a short time? 3 cataclysmic wars in the space of 100 years. Plus innumerable smaller clashes? Civil War, First World War, and Second World War, plus Korea, plus Vietnam, plus all the other worldwide destruction? Plus the unprecedented, blatant, universal culture of lies and deceit and self-interest that we've observed and demonstrated? Sounds like old Scratch has been on the loose again. You might ask when this world ever had 1,000 years of peace. But then, we know that Saint Jerome erased 1,100 years of human history, just drew a line through it, at the Council of Nicaea. And we know, if we think about it, that people in the 19th century and the centuries immediately preceding, did not have the tools and technology, much less the wealth, to build the great houses and castles and cathedrals and buildings of government that we see throughout the world. What if all this magnificent architecture was built during the 1,000 years of peace, using technology that we can't even fathom now? I was born close enough to the 19th century to get a good whiff of it. It involved a lot of mud and horse dung and misery and ignorance. Wooden wagon wheels bound with bands of iron. Carts drawn by oxen. Grindstones. Sweat. Smoky wood fires, and even smokier coal fires. We can safely propose that people living immediately prior to the age of steam lacked the wherewithal to build much more than mud and wattle structures, which we also see dotting the same landscape, cheek and jowl with the Taj Mahal. There are a lot of problems with the narrative we've been given about our own history, about our religions, governments, science, symbols, heroes, and so much more, and it all boils down to this. Being brave enough to look at the world around us and see what is in front of our faces. Why would Hiram Grant, a harness maker from Ohio, adopt the name Ulysses S. Grant? That is, U.S. Grant. See the joke? Who was Ulysses? - the Greek king of Ithaca, who won the Trojan War by deceit and nothing else. Who was supposed to dine with and then join President and Mrs. Lincoln for the show at the Ford Theater? General Grant. Who cancelled at the last moment? General Grant. Who was most likely a secret supporter of the Pope's municipal government? General Grant. Who benefited the most from Lincoln's death? General Grant. What happened as a result of Grant's presidency? The slavers won. And the same thing happened 100 years later with John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson. The slavers won again. Next time you have a $100 bill in your hand, take a moment and really look at the engraved portrait of Benjamin Franklin. Look into his hooded, brooding eyes. This is a dangerous, serious man, no silly bon vivant. His character is stamped on his stubborn jaw. And next time you have a $50 bill, look long and hard at General Grant. Look into his hard and glinting gray eyes and feel the blizzard at the center of his soul. This is a weary, mean, and troubled man, intelligent and cold. Here we are, folks, shortly after the great earthquake.